A month after a tornado destroyed their home, the Ramadami family is still sifting through the wreckage, finding scraps of their former lives.
Pictures, shoes, and stuff that awards as you've seen that we've all received since we were in elementary. Has a lot of memory for us. It shows the achievements we've achieved since we've been here in the United States.
My superior academic. See, I'm superior.
The family came to Bowling Green, Kentucky a little more than a decade ago. After fleeing conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo and spending 20 years in a Tanzanian refugee camp.
So we tried to run here. The door was all locked. So this is my room.
9 members were sleeping when the tornado ripped through their Bowling Green neighborhood.
I heard something like, came to my bed. I wake up. My wife said, we are dying.
Miraculously, they all survived.
Other families in the neighborhood weren't so lucky. At least 12 people died here, many of them refugees too. They came to this country to build a better life, only to see it all blown away in a night.
In this city of 72,000 residents, 1 in 7 were born outside of the United States, from places like Bosnia, Myanmar, and most recently, Afghanistan.
What's unique is that we've integrated very well. You know, we go to the same schools, we go to the same churches, we go to the same grocery stores.
Many moved to Bowling Green for the jobs and the affordable homes, and the community flourished.
The immigrants and refugees who have found the American dream have found opportunity to buy or purchase or their first home here.
The Ramadamis, now local business owners, once again find themselves in need of help.
Came to the place where I had a lot of problems, like my country with war, and they found something like this. This is my dream house. And we decided we worked so hard to get the house. And it's like everything we had, everything was destroyed in 1 second.
The house may be gone, but the community is coming together. And the Ramadamis say Kentucky will always be home. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, Bowling Green, Kentucky.